This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, how's everybody doing out there? Well, you know, I really credit hairstylists. And not just my hairstylist. I see Jerry Lambert at the Lambert Experience, and he is excellent. And he's actually pretty damn close to a hero. Because if you guys have seen my hair, right, and what my hair looks like when I go into him, I've done before and after pictures. I mean, the guy is a Michelangelo. I mean, he's amazing. But I really put him on a pedestal. Because he's got a lot of responsibility, as do many stylists. And these stylists can actually save your life. I can't tell you how many times I heard people say, my melanoma was diagnosed because a hairstylist found a mole on my scalp. And even though stylists are not deputized to be medical professionals, they save lives all the time. Well, this one is a hero. Apparently, there was a stylist who was cutting Patty Bull's hair. She's from Michigan. And when she went to her, you know, scalp or whatever, she was pulling up her hair. She said, oh, my God, you have a bald spot there. And then she showed her in the mirror, and the lady goes, I had no idea. Now, what's very interesting about this case is this bald spot. Now, a lot of us get bald spots, but this looked kind of red. She said it was just about bigger than a dime, so tiny, and it looked like it had been burned. It was red and splotchy. So I asked her if she burned it. This is Nikki McClure of the Blush Salon. And the client said no. I kind of poked at it a bit and asked if it was sensitive, and she said no. So what's very interesting is the client, Patty Bull, had been fighting her second round of breast cancer. She had been diagnosed 13 years ago. Back then, Bull had the patient had found a lump on her breast. Went through chemo, radiation, etc. She recovered nicely, fastened the 9-year point, etc. But then, now, here she is with her second bout of breast cancer, as that lesion was metastatic breast cancer. So the hairstylist, seeing a bald, red, weird, patchy spot. I mean, we're talking almost with expertise of like a dermatologist. Knew right away that that was something wrong. And they could have blown it off. And so I've, you know, done this show for a long time, and I've deputized many stylists to look at this, you know, examine the scalp. If there is something, don't feel afraid to bring it up. You know, there was a lawyer in town years ago who had been really, really nice. And the last time he had come into our office, because he would come with a permanent disability rating, sometimes people that have workers' comp, they are represented by attorneys. So they come in and, you know, you do the exam. He was just a little different. And then he calls me up on the phone once and just chews me out. I'm like, I don't understand this. I do get along with lawyers. Like, why is he so mad? And then a few weeks later, he was dead. Turned out he had a melanoma on his scalp. Now, what confuses me is why didn't he know about it sooner? Well, you don't see your scalp. You don't see the back of your head. And he's a man, and men get haircuts more often than women. But apparently, whoever he went to for haircuts thought it was none of their business, and that's understandable, and just let it slide. Unfortunately, by the time it was diagnosed and addressed, it was already metastatic. It had gone to his brain. Then he started getting angry, like he got angry with me. Unfortunately, was diagnosed and was dead in weeks. So what I urge you all to do, and again, it's a lot to put on your stylist, a lot. But until you get your yearly skin cancer screens, which you should be doing, you should be going once a year to get a skin cancer screen. And that involves the scalp, looking through the scalp. But until you do that, if you're going for a haircut this weekend, just ask them to let you know if they ever see any new lumps or any new skin lesions. Now, the other thing I tell people to do is mole patrol, where you deputize somebody in your family to look at the moles on your back. Now, I've done that with my husband. I'm like, all right, do I have any new moles on my back? I don't know. I mean, you got this one here. I go, is it bigger than it was before? I don't know. So the problem with mole patrol is a lot of family members, they're like, I don't know, go to the doctor. So you go to the doctor. When you go to the doctor, you know, there's a good chance you'll get biopsied, and many times moles are normal. So what I would recommend is have your family member or whoever's going to do mole patrol go to the doctor with you. Because when the doctor says, all right, you, hubby, or you, wifey, you're going to have to do mole patrol, or your kids have to do mole patrol, they need to know what they're looking for. Maybe measure it. Now, most of the time, doctors will not have, you know, instill those duties on somebody else because it's still their license on the line. But if a dermatologist can't see you more than once every 6 months or once every 3 months, you are going to have somebody keep an eye on things. And I really think we just ignore a lot of parts of our body. We have this idea that whatever we see, we're responsible for. And if we don't see it, we're good. Leave it alone. No. The back of your head, the back of your neck, how many of you have been out in the sun and got a back of the neck sunburn? Then somebody's better be checking that neck for skin cancer. Our colon. People don't look at, look for hemorrhoids. They don't look down in their undercarriage. You need to take a mirror. If you have skin down there by your tushy or by the vagina, you have got to get it looked at. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the tax support group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you had written, and it was kind of it's not a very easy email to talk about on air, but he wants to know how he knows if he has mental illness. We were talking a little bit about mental illness being on the rise in America. He gets sad. He gets depressed at times. Never was suicidal. But he gets anxious. And sometimes he's just not happy and he gets bitter. Well, I think... Okay, hold on a second. Okay. He gets depressed sometimes. He gets anxious. Sometimes gets grumpy at others. I mean, that could be all of us. I get grumpy at people all the time. Getting grumpy at others for ticking you off because they do stupid doesn't necessarily mean you have quote-unquote mental illness. And I think we have to be better at defining it. We have these DSM codes, the Bible of of psychiatric disorders and mental illness have specific codes for every sort of illness, whether it be depression, whether it be anxiety, generalized anxiety disorder, bipolar, panic disorder, etc. And we're not going to go into each and every definition. Depending on how many days you have symptoms or how deep the symptoms are, if you have 5 of 12 symptoms, there's all these different criteria. Because we want to quantify it. We're scientists. You know, medicine is a science. So, I think it's an art. But it is. There's science in it, obviously. So, with science, there's always math. Math is the root of every science. So, let's come up with percentages and numbers of criteria, and let's try to quantify it. And people like to quantify. The problem is I've seen some people where they just, I just don't think have it together. They look like they do. And I just think that something is going to tip them over. There's a friend of mine right now that I've been watching, and it's just something's wrong with him. Something is wrong. And I just feel like I kind of get this weird feeling that he's really depressed, but won't say anything, won't talk to me about it. And I'm kind of a Budinsky, and that, you know, nothing ticks you off more than when you're in a grumpy mood and somebody comes up to you and wants to, you know, be your psychologist. You're like, get the hell out of my way. So I don't go there. And if I talk to people about it, he accuses me of, you know, spreading bad rumors. And so I don't want to go there. I don't want to look like I'm talking about this person, but I worry. And so it puts you as a friend or family member or loved one in an odd position, because you don't want to accuse somebody of having mental illness. You don't want to, start swirling things up when they don't. But then on the other end, having had, you know, people close to you commit suicide, you're like, wait a second here. Okay, I feel like it's my duty to intervene. And there's no clear-cut answer to that. So the best way to do it is to tell that person, look, I don't know what you're going through. Maybe it's nothing. But I get the feeling that, you know, you're really, you know, in a funk. And if you want to talk to somebody, I'm here. But I think you should get some help. And then boom, leave it at that. Don't start recruiting other people. Don't try to do an intervention unless, I mean, you really think they're suicidal. Then you have to. But if it's like, well, I got some suspicions. All right. But what about yourself? How do you know if you have mental illness? Well, again, there's a whole variety of definitions, and we could break these down later. But what I do, a simple rule of thumb that I've told patients and I've told you guys as listeners, is look at your day, look at your week, look at your month. If you have more bad days than good days, that's a problem. If you have more bad hours than good hours, that's a problem. If something doesn't get better and it goes back to the same, that's a problem. Now, we have to filter out real bad things that happen to us, like a death in the family or losing a job. You're going to be in a funk. I mean, that it happens, and you have to. It's a very normal healing process. But, you know, you have people say, well, look, you know, Dr. Wax, I talk to myself. I like to talk to myself. Does that mean I have a mental disorder? Not entirely. If the voice talks back to you, if you're hearing voices, that could be a delusional sign. It could be a sign of schizophrenia. But you talking to yourself and working things out and using rather than thinking things through, if it helps you to speak things out, that's a very normal adaptive process. Just like, you know how some people say, I got to write this down. You're telling me something, I got to write it down. And we're like, okay, write it down. That's not a mental disorder. That means that person needs to write it down because that's how they process it. Just like other people, they may need to, you know what, all right, all this stuff happened. Let me just go home, meditate, think this through. And sometimes that means making sounds, humming. Sometimes it means, okay, So she said this, he said this, you did it right, you did it right. Talking to yourself and coaching for yourself is okay. Now, what about panic? Feeling panicked. I had one very, very, very tiny panic attack. It's when I thought one of my kids was in danger. And it lasted about, 20 seconds. And I remember going, wow, it was really mild. And I'm like, whoa, I can't imagine what my patients go through when this really gets bad. And what had happened is I had noticed that my heart rate was going up and I was getting really, really nervous. And then I ran and picked up my kid. It's a long story, not that I want to go into right now. But I felt better doing something. I think the panic attack stopped once I got into my car, and I was like, whatever, what, you know, doing something about it. But when I kind of just sat there and you couldn't do anything, you panicked. And so panic doesn't necessarily mean you have a panic disorder. Now, if you get panic attacks frequently, if you get panic attacks for no apparent reason, I mean, if your house is on fire, a panic attack is normal. You know, I mean, if you think somebody's in your house, it's okay. That's normal to have a panic attack. That's your body's epinephrine kicking in. But if, you know, somebody says, oh, yeah, you know, we got to plan a birthday party for Bob next week, and you start to have a panic attack, that could be consuming, which is another sign that you could be fighting with mental illness. If the problem consumes you, meaning you just can't stop thinking about something that anybody else would have gotten over. Like the idea of, okay, oh, man, I got to plan this birthday party. Oh, okay. And so if I see somebody panicking about that, I'm like, okay, you know, why are you panicked? Just birthday party. Don't put them on the defensive. That's the wrong thing to say. But that's what I would say, you know, because that's how people talk. I'm like, it's a birthday party. Why are you panicked? What's going on? Well, because, you know, if I mess this up for this person, then it looks like I can't organize things. And the boss is going to be there. And if the manager sees that I mess up something like this, then it may remind him of the screw-up I did 2 weeks ago. And the, okay, so you see, so then there's a deeper problem. Them panicking over a birthday party doesn't necessarily mean mental illness, because there's some logic now once you go deeper as to why. And sometimes these people don't know why. Sometimes a psychologist helps them find why they're panicked. Are you panicked about this? Because years ago you were raped. And so you don't want to go to that neighborhood because you saw in a movie. You know, sometimes it takes somebody else to go back through your mind and connect the dots. So, if a psychologist finds out that, okay, there are issues at work, there are issues with the boss is going to be there at the party, whatever, they can put all together and say, all right, well, then we need to deal with your feeling inadequate at your job. Don't panic about the birthday party. The birthday party is a symptom. Let's go and fix the problem. Pacing. I've been asked if pacing is a sign of you having mental illness. No, I think pacing is awesome. The same types of people that need to write things down to remember things or need to talk things through with friends or talk to themselves may also need to pace. Walking may allow them to process. However, if you're pacing during times when you're not supposed to, in a movie theater, during a meeting, no, that could be an issue. So another sign of mental illness is if it interferes with daily activity or societal norms. So if you need to get through a meeting and you just have to pace about something that happened the night before with your boyfriend, that has to be controlled. And if you can't control it, that could be a sign of mental illness. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset. where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has briefed President Trump on his recent meetings with Saudi Arabian leaders and Turkish officials on the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Pompeo is saying the Saudis are clear that the U.S. takes the disappearance of Khashoggi quite seriously.
They too understand the serious nature of the disappearance of Mr. Khashoggi. They also assured me that they will conduct a complete, thorough investigation.
The police commander of Kandahar, Afghanistan, is dead, and two Americans wounded in a Taliban attack on the Afghan city. It seems Taliban members posed as Afghan guards and opened fire during a Kandahar city high-level security meeting. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so unfortunately we have been told that we have the first child death from the flu. That child had died in Florida at the end of September. And it's the first pediatric death of our flu season. Not the first total death, but the first pediatric death. The department has not released the child's name, age, gender, or location. But what they did tell us is that the child had not been vaccinated yet for the flu. Most families wait till October. We're deep into October right now, and the average person has not gotten their flu shot. I got mine yesterday. Takes a while to get the shot, buy it, set up a clinic. I understand that. But for those of you that know a local pharmacy that's giving the flu shot, I would recommend to do it. Remember, flu season starts around October. And then it ends end of May. This child, they say, died between September 30th and October 6th. Last year, I believe 180 kids died. And the 2017-18 flu season killed 80,000 people, according to the CDC. So, deaths in children are reported to departments of health. The problem is we don't know if they're actually being on the death certificate correctly classified. You know, some people will say, well, you know, what are you dying from when you get the flu? Is it the actual flu? Well, usually it's pneumonia. Pneumonia is usually the number one cause. Now, in Florida alone, they say 9,000 adults died from pneumonia and influenza, and 8 influenza-related pediatric deaths were reported. So what is an influenza-related death? Well, it could be maybe what happened is they got the flu, and then their asthma exacerbation, their asthma flared up if they had asthma, or their sickle cell flared up, or they were fine and healthy, and then they got pneumonia. And then the pneumonia, unfortunately, took them. So flu-related deaths in an adult, that could include a heart attack. That could include a stroke. Heart attack risk is higher when you have the flu and right after the flu. So, unfortunately, when we say 80,000 people died from the flu, we can't really say it was flu. But we have to still have that number because there's an argument that these people might not have died if they never got the flu. One of you had asked me last year, well, if somebody got a heart attack after the flu, were they going to have a heart attack anyway? Nobody can really say. If somebody is at risk for a heart attack, they have high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, they're at risk for a heart attack, but they may not get one. They may never get one. Their cause of death may be something else. But it does make you wonder if somebody has a heart attack after getting the flu, would they have had the heart attack anyway sometime that week, month, year? We don't know. The flu is nasty. If you've never had the flu consumes you. It takes over your whole body. And it is so powerful, and it is so strong, and it is so painful and vicious that if a scientist said, no, these are, you know, flu-related heart attacks in people that probably they were still heart safe, I would believe it. Not to mention the stress of the flu. I mean, it is some bad stuff, and you're scared. And you're weak. So, you're not getting enough oxygen because you're coughing. Maybe you have a pneumonia on top of it. So the best way to combat any flu-related death is to get the flu shot. Now, one of you asked if the flu shot is different this year. It is. So the flu shot last year had, they all have H1N1, H3N2, which are A strains, and then B strains. So last year, I think it was the A California, H1N1, and then the A Hong Kong, and then the B Brisbane. And then there was another B virus, I can't say it on air, but it's P-H-U-K-E-T. I'll mispronounce it as Phuket, but that's not the way you pronounce it, so we got to be really, really careful. And then the quadrivalent, that'd be for the quadrivalent. So they did add an additional B virus for the four, but so that would be, so we call it A California, A Hong Kong, B Brisbane, and then B Phuket. Alright, gotta be careful, okay? But this year, I believe they have the Michigan strain, they have, let me pull it up, they have, one is Michigan, one is, I apologize, I'm trying to pull it up right now, one is from Singapore, the A strain Singapore, then the B strain Colorado, and then, again, a Phuket. So, for the quadrivalent. So, yeah, they are, we are not giving you guys the exact same flu shot as last year. It is different. All right? And these strains are guessed and surmised to be the ones involved when we examine what happened in the hemisphere the previous season, the lower hemisphere. So if Australia had a flu season and were able to capture the virus circulating in Australia, who had their flu season 6 months prior, we could then hopefully work with that, as well as taking other data to help devise a flu shot for this year. We're never going to be 100%. On a good year, we're going to be 60-some percent. Last year, though, I'm hearing cases of where we were anywhere from 15 to 23% effective. But that still will save lives. So if you could get the flu shot, get the flu shot. If you don't like to get the flu shot, and you're scared of the flu shot, and you don't want, you know, I don't know what to tell you. But then at least make sure you are vaccinated, especially if you're older, against pneumonia. If a lot of flu-related deaths are pneumonia-related, you better make sure you don't get the pneumonia. Now, getting pneumonia can happen to healthy people. My son got a double pneumonia just coming back from Alaska, and he wore a jacket. I yelled at him, too. But he came back from Alaska, got a double pneumonia, and, I mean, thank God he's fine, but that was when he was a kid, and that was in the summer. No flu. When pneumonia hits, it could hit you, and it could hit the healthiest people. I got pneumonia when I was in medical school. It was bad. I looked sick. I looked green. I couldn't breathe. It was bad. I still had to work. So I wore a mask so I wouldn't infect, you know, patients. I remember getting yelled at by one of the attendings. You look stupid. Don't wear a mask. I go, I got pneumonia. It was walking pneumonia. So don't underestimate. Well, I'm healthy. So I'm good. My dad was healthy until the day he died. Because he didn't go to the doctor. He didn't complain when he was sick. Rarely do I remember my father ever being sick. He was one tough cookie. And then unfortunately, now, that's when we knew he had a heart problem. I mean, I always told him to get his heart checked. I yelled at him multiple times and he wouldn't do it. So you know, just because you say you never, you know, have gotten sick, and that's another thing that's kind of scary. There was a woman that came to me once. She said, I have never been to a doctor my whole life, except since I was a kid. And she was in her late 50s. And she goes, but I need to see you. I'm like, okay, well, very nice to meet you, and congratulations for staying healthy. She had a good diet, you know. But she was having some blood in her stool. Unfortunately, she ended up having metastatic colon cancer and had died within 6 months. And so when I seem pessimistic to you guys, it's because when I hear somebody goes, I've never been sick, I've never had to see a doctor. Oh, I'm not saying it's a jinx, but just... Sometimes you guys are the ones that get the real, real bad stuff. But the ones where, oh, they always get a cold, they always get a winter cold, they always get this, they always get this. They just seem to do better. I don't know. Is it because maybe their immune system, you know, has to keep working? I don't know. I mean, you would think those who never have to go to the doctor would be, you know, in better shape. And there's a lot of you out there that are, you know. But there's some theory. I just got to put it together. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you have heard about this South Carolina man who successfully battled cancer. But this type of cancer, and I don't think they're actually telling us what. I thought it was a form of nasal cancer or skin cancer. I'm not entirely sure. But he ended up losing his eye and his nose. So he's missing his eye and nose. And I guess he went into a restaurant. His name is Kirby Evans. And he's a regular at the Forks Pitch Stop at Walterboro. But when he went in to grab something to eat last week, he said he felt somebody reach up and grab me like this and jerk me into her office. So he lost his eye and his nose, and an employee told him that if he wanted to eat at the store, He'd have to cover his face. It hurt deep inside, he said. Evan said that pain was a new feeling, something that he won't forget. I had never been treated like that, never. Now, the daughter posted what happened on Facebook. More than 8,000 people shared the post. And the community apparently has been really, really supportive. But we need to talk about this. He said, I'm telling you what, I didn't know there was that many people cared, but there are. They're out there everywhere. Now, the owner of that Forks pit stop cannot be reached for comment, but workers say she hasn't been to work since the alleged incident. Okay. So, when you hear about this, you're like, okay, this is horrible. This is somebody who lost part of his face to cancer. It is graphic. It is, you know? And it's a shame he had to go, it's tragic that he had to go through that. And no matter what disability you have a right to be in a public place. You do. By graphic, I could describe the eye socket completely open and the nose. It looks like the nose was severed and you see two long horizontal openings into his face. Poor man going through this. But when I hear this story, I like to just stop for a second and see what happened. I mean, when you hear somebody say something like this, oh, you got to cover up your face. You're like, what the hell are they doing? But something doesn't sound, something is, I want to hear the other side and what happened. He has been coming to the Forks pit stop for a while. He's a regular. Why all of a sudden that day was he told to do that? Also, it wasn't in front of other people. The employee took him into her office to have a private conversation. So I'm building up to this. And then it goes viral. She doesn't come back to work, and we don't hear a statement from the restaurant. Now, the reason why I'm very, I guess, interested in restaurant protocols, because I used to work at a restaurant. I worked at multiple restaurants. And what happened at Starbucks, whether some people think it was racism or not, what we all could agree on is it was a breakdown on what protocol should be. With that Starbucks restaurant, when two people came in, didn't order anything, then one asked to use the bathroom, and the restaurant protocol was bathrooms only for paying customers. Sorry, person wasn't going to buy anything, person wasn't going to leave, so they asked him to leave, he didn't leave, they called the police. Boom, Starbucks got vilified because they didn't handle it right, according to society. So, if a restaurant, let's say, has patrons that are complaining and saying, look, I got young children, this is scary. I, as a restaurant owner, I mean, a part of me would say, well, then, you know what? Don't bring your kids in here. I mean, this is a person that had a medical condition. Don't bring your, but then on the other end, am I liable? In this day and age, you get in trouble for traumatizing people. If you make a bad joke, a dirty joke, that could be sexual assault or sexual harassment. So things you do or allow, if you have a pinup of a nudie girl, somewhere in your locker, that could be considered sexual harassment to somebody down the hall who sees it. So if a restaurant owner gets asked by customers on the 27th time somebody comes in going, look, you know, I got kids, I got this, I, you know, is there anything we could do? And then the restaurant owner doesn't want to embarrass them, so brings them to a room and says, look, I mean, is there any way you could cover it up? What is that allowed? So, story went viral. The worker hasn't been back. No comment from the restaurant, but I'm sure some other restaurants are like, okay, so will somebody give us the memo? What are we supposed to do in this situation? And the one thing that really, really bothers me is when we don't know what to do in a situation, and no matter what we do, we could be in trouble. Now, breastfeeding. That one restaurant learned his lesson. If a woman exposes her breast or breasts in a restaurant to breastfeed, you cannot offer her a private room. This one restaurant did. Came up to her and said, look, can you want to go to a private room? Customers are complaining. That went viral. So I think restaurants have learned that in this day and age, if a woman wants to breastfeed in public, she gets to breastfeed in public, which I'm fine with. I mean, I'm a woman. I can't speak for guys, but that's fine. If she wants to breastfeed in public, I'm not bothered by seeing the breast. And I mean, kids have to toughen up a little bit. They do. So I think we've established that. Do I think the restaurant was wrong to offer her some privacy so people weren't gawking at her and allowing her? I mean, if I saw that a person had to, I mean, see, this is where I feel nervous. Like, I see myself doing something wrong when I'm trying to do right. If I see a person is forced to breastfeed in public and expose themselves, I'd want to help and say, look, do you want me to give you someplace private? The problem is I don't think the restaurant did that. I think the restaurant said you have to go someplace private. That's where things go sour. Same thing. I mean, I have no idea what she said to him. If she said, look, you know, some kids are a little scared. You know, I'm sorry this happened to you. I don't want to tell you this, but I guess, you know, is there a way, you know, you could cover up, you know, the hole into your brain, your skull? And usually they have grafts and skin so he doesn't get infection or whatever. That looks like that's not allowed. You can't do that. Okay. Now let's take it further. What happens if you have somebody who has irritable bowel syndrome? And that irritable bowel syndrome is somebody who really has a lot of gas and they keep farting in a restaurant, and it's a small restaurant. Do we know what we should do as restaurant owners or restaurant managers or customers? If somebody keeps passing gas in a restaurant in a small area, what is management supposed to do? If that person has a medical condition, no. Looks like from here on out, you cannot talk to that person and ask him to go to the restroom or go outside. He's allowed to fart in public. And so what I recommend to all of us, if we do not want to see somebody breastfeeding, or if we do not want to smell someone else's farts, if we do not want to see somebody who tragically had cancer, then maybe eat in more. I mean, if you think your dining experience is going to be affected, then maybe eat in. But we have a free country. We're allowed to do what we want in certain public arenas. I mean, you can't cuss and sing. That's called disturbing the peace. I don't know if a disturbing the peace charge was ever given to somebody who farted. I thought there was a couple years ago. I thought there was someone that farted and got disturbing the peace. I got to look that up. Thank you for reminding me. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie.
Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why MudPie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.